I'm on my way and get home. Ah, yeah, we're in the blanket. I'm cold. I'm old, and I'm cold. Deal with it. Namo Myo Renge Kyo. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your practice. Truly. I want to talk a little bit about practice. I've heard it in my millennia of lifetime. Because like I said, I'm really old. You know, there's so many opinions out there, different sects, different groups, blah, blah, blah. I've talked about it before. I don't want to get it. But I want to address one thing, and I think it's a question that comes up for all of us. It has in the past, if not now. It seems really obvious when you study Nichiren's Gosho. I mean, we have hundreds of videos on his writings on this channel. The consistency, right? And this goes all the way back to Shakyamuni. The consistency of practice. Practice, practice, practice. And your attitude and intent, right? Be committed. I'm doing this because I'm making it happen. Not because, oh, this is a thing I do so I can call myself a this or that. And I can keep a pretty room to, you know, and impress my friends that, oh, wow. You know, it's not fashionable to be Buddhist. And even if it were, do we care? All right, I'll get back on topic. Why do we chant every day? Why do we chant all day? Why do we, right? And you hear rumors of, well, those people, they chant once a month and they think you chant too much. I've heard things like that. Maybe not in that voice, but. And, you know, then I read Nichiren talking about, I'm living every moment of every day in Myoho Renge Kyo. And I'm like, isn't that the goal? Don't we want to be enlightened all the time? No. Just between 6 and 7 a.m. And then after that, we can be the heinous sloth that we... No. We all want enlightenment. Why bother if you're not going to desire to be that? Why play at Buddhism? This is life and death stuff. Birthday, birthday, birthday. Every moment, yeah? So, stupid question, but what I wanted to say about it, which I could have started this video with, but, you know, economy of words, not my strength. I'm in a weird, punchy mood this morning, so apologize if I seem a little off-putting, but I do have a point to make. I was listening to a professor of philosophy, don't go away. She was making some really good points, and I thought they applied to our Buddhist practice really, really well. And she was pointing out that when you're studying, as we are, and you're reading texts, I mean, especially philosophy texts, well, Buddhism has philosophy texts, right? Yeah. Two main points that I'm going to talk about, and not all the points because, right? First of all, with philosophy, as in many things in life, you have to read an entire chunk of thought before you can assume or endeavor to understand the arc of an argument, of a point, of a, boy, and you're listening to me, so you know this. You can't just stop a third of the way through a video of mine and think you know what I was talking about. I know me. I do. But this is true in any serious endeavor, right? Even in casual conversation, how many times we live in an era of constant distraction. So the idea to stay focused on anything for an arc of time so that we can, oh, I see what all of that context was about, right? We can't measure knowledge in bites. We have to have an arc, a setup, a situation, a context. And then when the comes, now all of that plays in, right? Now that's sometimes difficult. And we need to train ourselves to be good studiers. And I think this is an extremely valid point for us Buddhists, especially in this era. Because we just want the quick answers. Well, Nichiren gave us one. Namu myo renge kyo. Okay, the whole thing right there. But is that enough? Because our mind wanders. Do you ever think, okay, so I've done 140,000 of those this morning. Well, because you don't have the breath, the supporting context of what it is you're actually doing when you, that simple method of Namo Myoho Renge Kyo, if you understood the entirety, the largesse of what you're committing to, invoking, making happen now with that simple act, oh my, it becomes much more meaningful, right? So what she was saying was, we have to, with our human minds, do like athletes do, like a runner. She was using the example of a runner. When you run a marathon, there are several times on your way to the end of the marathon where your body goes, you know what? I'm out. I'm done. This is enough. Right? And as that marathon runner, you have to learn to go, okay, I hear you, but we're not, you got a lot more in you. Believe in yourself. Stop stopping and let's keep going, and you'll be surprised how much you have in the tank. And you keep going, and you go, man, I'm so glad I got over that hurdle. And I feel good. I can keep going. I can, until now. Now I'm fed up. Now I'm tired. And once again, you have to take that mental laziness and go, shut up. You got a lot more. Come on. I believe in you. We can do this. Let's go. Okay, here we go. And you ultimately, you train yourself to not get dragged into quit by those monkeys, right? That monkey mind. And we do get to the end of the marathon. Whether we're there first or not isn't the point. The point is accomplishing the task. And I thought, what a wonderful analogy. She's so right, this professor. Is that when we study and we quit halfway through or whatever through, we go to bed or we go do something else with confusion in our minds because we haven't completed the arc. And it's the same with our daimoku, with our gangyo. This is why we practice every day, morning and evening. Not because it's written on a script or engraved in a rock, or because we need to train our minds. And our minds drift a lot. Yeah? But if we commit to that training schedule, then when we're not doing gangyo or chanting during the day, that reserve, that strength that we've built into our mind's perspicacity, good word, our Buddha-ness, it's close by. It's got endurance. Yeah? It stays with us. Even if we get into all kinds of messy interrelationship stuff, life. Our Buddha-ness is right there. Just, I'm ready to go. Pick me, coach. I got this. It takes a lot of training to keep that Buddha mind easily accessible. So, you know, does a marathon runner that wants to accomplish a race, does he just sort of shuffle your feet around the track? Oh, I did 40 laps today, you know, while I was eating an ice cream and chatting on my phone. And okay, you're training. You're going to get something out of it, but how much are you going to get out of that? As opposed to, okay, I need to pay attention to my breathing. I need to pay attention to my form, how I'm doing this, my endurance. Am I doing this? Am I wearing myself out too quickly? How do I know myself as I work? But this is what we do when we practice Buddhism. This is how chanting works. It works by training our mind to stay aware, to stay alert, to be the default position is near that Gohonzon door open, Buddha-ness, right there, ready access. That's why we practice so consistently. That's why we study. That's why we need encouragement, right? How many people, marathon runners, run marathons all alone? I mean, training is very much, right? This is a self-practice, a self-manifestation of Buddha-ness, a self-actualization, a realization, all the wordsations that you could put to it. It's a personal endeavor. And when we have the wonderful opportunity of being Itaidoshin, many in body, one in mind, just with one other person, let alone a group, it's like, this is huge. Yeah, that's why Bodhisattva practice, attitude, context is so important for full, complete, perfect enlightenment, yeah? But it's all individual effort. You can't wait for that group to save you, to give you the energy. Then you're just riding along. You haven't developed your stamina, your Buddha stamina. Do you see? So if you're developing your own Buddha-ness with conviction, strength. That's what builds your resolve, yeah? I don't know why my nose is playing with me this morning. But do you see my point? When you join with others with that kind of Ichinin, volition, development, stamina, now you launch forward. But if you're waiting to be dragged along, are you really attaining, achieving? You're inspired. Absolutely. It all comes down to your own personal effort and your commitment, your resolve, your stamina. Okay? So, short video, just wanted to offer my two cents on that. Sometimes that comes up, you know, people say weird things and the internet gives you weird results. And There are some very adamantine opinions out there that are all about organizations and groups instead of this practice. This is your Buddhahood. You can share your Buddhahood with others. That's Bodhisattva. That's why we like and subscribe these videos. This is why, if we want to support this channel, we go to the bookstore and see if there's something that we could use as a... I like documents in hand. I don't like reading online. But there's a lot on offer at the bookstore, right? Or, you know, a lot of free stuff on threefoldlows.com. Get a proper mandala. Go to paypal.me/SifuSylvain. Give us a little money to pay the bills, keep us going. If you have that Ichinin, if you want to support that way, and you're not, you've already got all the books you need, then, you know, that's a very easy way. Send me a little money to pay the bills and keep this going, or do a recurring donation. It doesn't have to be a mint, but my point is, while you're thinking about it, do it. I know we like to put things off and then we never get to them. We just, life is so busy. So I encourage you to do it if it's on your mind at all, if you can. Otherwise, just liking and subscribing is a Bodhisattva act because of the YouTube algorithms and all words. I just want you to be committed to your practice and understand why. We're emulating Nichiren. We want to be in Myoho Renge Kyo 24/7. Is it possible? Yeah. Is it that we have to be chanting in front of our Butsudan 24/7? I don't think so. But that training of our minds, that means in the middle of the day when you're going, wait, stop screaming, shut up. Oh yeah, my Buddha mind, it's right there. Look what I'm doing. I've been overwhelmed by the monkeys. What a turd. But come on, get your head out of there. It's so funny. You see this totally different. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. Wow. You don't have to say it out loud. You don't have to convert everyone in the room. But in your mind, you're like, there's a boardroom and everybody's sitting at the table and your Buddha-ness just spoke. And you went, yeah, I see through this. Wow. Not super proud of myself just then, but I get it. I get it. Wow. I got to watch that. Got to be more observant. Right? Just like the runner who's like, shut up. It's only 6 more miles to go. You got this. It's piece of cake. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. Enjoy your life. Really? No reason not to have fun with it. Yeah, sometimes stuff happens and you forget to have fun. It gets pretty nasty. I'm not blind to that, believe me. But wouldn't you rather you had that voice in your back of your head going, easy, easy, take a breath, take a breath. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. You're still here. Let's go from there. Instead of, oh gosh, I'll never get through this. What? You already are. Right? And I don't want to get into the good, bad, negative, positive. Buddhahood is always amazing. So let's train our minds to stay close to that, yeah? All right. Enough. I'm gonna close with Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. As always, take care of your health. Be kind to yourself. Thank you for being here, for your support. In all the various ways you can do so. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now. Mule.